Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Most middle-aged women, and some men, will get a mammogram, possibly many mammograms, during their lifetimes. But there isn't a lot of information out there about the quality of different mammography tests. That's why WBUR's Common Health reporter Martha Biebinger has launched the Mammography Quality Project, and Martha joins us now in the studio to tell us more. Hi there, Martha.
Hi, Meghna.
So I should say it's WBUR's Common Health blog and you jointly have launched this project. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay. I've got to get my facts straight with you, Martha. So what drove you to the Mammography Quality Project, and what information did we not have before that you've sought out?
Okay, so this is a little bit of a pet peeve for me, because you'll hear people say, we have the best healthcare. Find the best value in healthcare, right?
Right.
How do you do that? It's really hard.
You're seeing a blank look on my face.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Talk to you is my answer usually.
We go to our neighbors. We call our aunt or uncle who may have done something. But we have very little information out there. There's a little bit of information about patient satisfaction scores. You've probably filled out one of those patient satisfaction surveys. There's a little bit of information about whether you took your infant child in for their well child visit on the first year mark and then after as required. And there's a little bit of information about how doctors manage asthma patients or diabetic patients. But everything else is kind of a big black hole, and I don't think that's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm you and a lot of other people. So that's why these projects that you've been doing to sort of shine some light there is really important. So what specific information were you looking for regarding mammograms then?
Well, mammography is unusual because there was an act passed by Congress in 1992, and as of 1994 or so, doctors have been collecting a lot of information. They ask how often do doctors call back patients, for example. They look at cancer detection rates, which is why you go for a mammogram, right? How often does the doctor find cancer? They look at many other details within the process of getting a mammogram and screening to see what it shows. But none of that has been made public until now. I called the American College of Radiology, many other places. While the data is out there, no hospitals have ever posted their actual rates. And so that's what we're doing for the first time now. And I give a big shout out to the hospitals who contributed their rates to do so.
Okay, so help us understand what these rates then mean a little bit better. I mean, for example, the recall rate, as you mentioned. Tell me a little bit more about what that means and what effect that actually has on a person.
Well, let's start with what does it mean. So it means, did you get called back for a second test? Did the radiologist see something on your screen that indicated there might be a problem? Now, I think one of the things that's important is you don't want to look at any one measure here to look at the quality at a hospital. So take a look at the recall rate, and if it's high, is the cancer detection rate also high? Were they calling back a lot of people because there was a reason, because they were finding a lot of cancer? If the recall rate is really high and the cancer detection rate is really low, maybe they're calling back too many people, and maybe they're adding too much stress to the patient's experience.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this makes me wonder, though, Martha. I understand what you're trying to get at, but in a way, from the perspective of, you know, me as just an average consumer, if I can put it that way, of healthcare, it still does it answer the question of where should I go for my mammography, for my mammogram?
It's really the beginning of that conversation. So you want to take a look at the chart, look at how much the test costs, look at some of the data across there, and see if you feel comfortable with what you see. So, for example, if you're somebody who doesn't mind getting called back because you want to be absolutely sure that there was nothing there, then maybe you do want a place with a high recall rate where maybe the doctors call back more people than are really needed. But if you're somebody who feels comfortable and confident in your physician, then maybe the average recall rate is fine for you and you're going to go with a place that still looks like it has a good cancer detection rate. It's a balancing act and it's the start of a conversation, but if you don't have the information, you can't have the conversation.
I see. Now, you're looking for all sorts of different sort of data points here. And I was really interested to see that one of them is, for example, the question of comfort during a mammogram. Mm-hmm. Why was that important?
Well, we, as I said, are just starting to get some public information about quality. And I want to be sure that the patient's experience is part of what becomes public, that we aren't just looking at the things doctors think are important, but that we're also looking at the things patients think are important. One of the things you hear from women a lot is that the room was too cold. So we posted, what's your average room temperature? to let people know that it does vary, and you can take a look at that.
So what ultimately, perhaps not the immediate impact, but the secondary or tertiary impact, could there be for this kind of quality assessment of care amongst Massachusetts hospitals?
Well, you're hoping that when doctors and nurses are reviewing this information, they're questioning themselves too, right? Why are our rates higher or lower than other people? Are we doing something different? How do we compare? And doctors and nurses, just like you and me, Magnur, are pretty competitive. They want to look good. They want to be sure that they do. And so for the first time, they're getting a glimpse at what their competitors are doing as well.
Well, that's WBUR's Martha Biebinger. She is the woman behind the Mammography Quality Project at WBUR. That's a joint project between Martha and our Common Health blog. We've got a link to all her reporting at radioboston.org. And she's also done several radio pieces on this as well, which you can hear at radioboston.org. Martha, thanks so very much.
Thank you, Magda.